and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today the church celebrates the Feast of the Cross. We celebrate it twice every year, once during Lent, and another time after the new Coptic year, that's this time. So in the Feast of the Cross, we want to pray and ask God to show us, what is the meaning of the cross? Is it meaningful to me, or it's something, is it just a past event that happened 2,000 years ago and we just celebrate it, or is something beyond that, that something really important for Christians? We use it all the time. We use it, you know, through prayers. We put it in the churches. We celebrate the feast, and we fast every Friday because of the cross. So what is the cross to me? Is it something regarding Christ and Christianity, or is it something personal? Do I have something to do with the cross personally, or it's something impersonal? It's something general for all Christians. It's just a sign, like emblem for Christianity. Any Christian put this, then it's a sign that he's Christian, or it's more. What is it, and how relevant is it to me? Before I explain what the cross is to me, or everyone finds out what the cross to him, I want to tell you something, that the devil hates the cross more than any other thing in the world. He would take anything except the cross. Why? For an obvious reason, that the devil, as Jesus said, that he is the prince of this world. He was the owner of this world. As a matter of fact, everyone used to die, the devil would take his spirit right away, and he put it in Hades, and he locked it down. Good, bad, righteous, anyone, starting from Adam to Abraham to Moses to all the prophets, all the good and bad, take them, take the spirit right away, put it in Hades and lock it. Until one day, someone who was supposed to be a prophet died, and when he came to take his soul, he found that he's God incarnate, which is Jesus himself, when he died on the cross. So it was the shock of his life. It was the shock of eternity. And instead of him taking Jesus and putting him in Hades, the opposite happened, that Jesus took him and bound him, and he actually opened Hades and took all the souls of the righteous people from Hades and opened a new place called paradise and put them in that place. And since that time, the devil is no longer in control. He is not longer the prince of this world. He doesn't have the upper hand anymore. Since that event, he hates the cross because he knows that the cross is condemnation to him. Before, he used to tell people, you are judged by God, and God doesn't love you, and God cares not for you. But now, there is a sign that anyone who sees knows that this is the love of God. There is a sign of my freedom, that I'm no longer under sin, and I'm no longer under death, and I'm no longer stranger from God. I'm son, I am beloved, it is the sign of God's love for me. The cross became the evidence, the sign of that evidence, that God saved me, he is my savior, that I am free, that I am guilt free, that I am sin free. And the sin has no authority over me. We have no idea how people used to fear the devil before, and the tricks of the devil, and how he really used to be in control through sorcery and through many, many actions, and how he could use evil to threaten like the good people and the people of God, but not anymore. And that's because of the cross. So it is the sign of our freedom. It is the sign of God's love for me. It is the sign that I am no longer a slave, but a son. And it is the sign of forgiveness. It is the sign of hope. It is the sign of eternity. So when I'm down, all what I need to do is just meditate some time on the cross. And that's, the devil doesn't want me to do that. He doesn't want the cross to be part of my life whatsoever. But if the cross is so powerful, it is so powerful, as I said, but it is powerful to only those who believe in it. Only those who believe in it. But those who don't believe in the cross is foolishness, the cross is weakness, the cross has no meaning. That's what we read today in the Pauline epistle, where St. Paul said, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." My question to you now, is the cross the power of God in your life? Because if it's not, maybe it means that I don't believe in the cross. Believing in the cross doesn't mean that I believe it happened. The devil believes so much, and he actually saw it. He saw Jesus crucified on the cross. He believed that the cross happened. He knew it. He saw it. Believing in the cross doesn't mean that I believe that Jesus died on the cross for the sin of the world. No. He knows that. What is believing in the cross then? If you notice this here, in this verse that St. Paul said, he said, "For it, the message of the cross." The message of the cross. Believing in the cross, not necessarily believing in an event, but believing in the message of the cross. What is the message of the cross? Here it says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but for us being saved, it is the power of God." What is the message of the cross? If you read more through the reading that was read today, he says, Jews demands miraculous sign in order to believe, and Greeks look for wisdom. So the Jews are looking for miracles, Jews are looking for wisdom and philosophy. "But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those whom God has called," Christians, both Jews and Greeks, "Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God." And listen to this in red. That's the message. "For the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength." That is the message of the cross. The foolishness of God is wiser than man, and the weakness of God is more powerful than man's strength, or stronger than man's strength. What does that mean? Meaning that, can I believe that the foolish things that don't make any sense can be God's power in my life? Can I believe that the weakness that comes from God maybe something amazing happening in my life? Maybe it's actually God's presence in my life. Can I believe in that? Can I believe that this foolishness, sometimes some things in life do not make any sense. Like a weekend of a bazaar and it's raining all weekend. Does that make any sense? Does it? It doesn't make any sense. But can I believe that the foolishness of God is wiser than man's strength, wisdom? I don't understand it, but I do believe that there is deeper wisdom than what I can see. And the weakness through sickness, through loneliness, through any kind of problems, can I believe that this will bring the power of God? That is the message of the cross. If you think about Jesus being crucified on a cross, how would this save anyone? How would this be helpful to anyone? everybody told him, get out of the cross and we will believe in you. That's exactly what we tell God every single time. End the problem right away and we will believe in you. And he says, no. I will continue to do what it seems foolishness in your sight, because I know that this is good for you. Well, stop the rain today and everybody believes God is with us. No. Get out. Stop the problem today so people will believe that you are with me and you're doing amazing things. No. I don't save people by the strength and the wisdom of man, but the wisdom of God and the strength of God. That's the message of the cross. That's what gives freedom and power. Believing in that, meaning I can be part of it. Believing in that, meaning that I can accept foolishness and I accept weakness. Because it's very easy for me to say, yeah, I believe in the cross. Hallelujah, Jesus died for me. No problems, no worries. That's baloney. That's not believing. But believing is, if I can, where I put my mouth, where I put my money was where my mouth is. Okay, I believe in the cross and I can be part of it actually. See here, what was read in the Catholic epistle, St. Peter said, but when you do good and suffer, you do good and suffer. You've been perfect. You didn't do anything wrong and suffer. Does that make any sense? No. If you take it patiently, it is commendable before God. For this you were called. For this you were called. For the cross. Because Jesus Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, which is the cross, that you should follow his steps. You believe in the cross? Can you walk it? Can you walk through it? Or the cross is just good for Jesus to die on, but I don't believe in the message of the cross. St. Paul also said that in order to know him, I have to go through this. I have to taste the cross, just a little bit of that cross, to show that I do believe. He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death, if by any means I mean attain the resurrection from the dead. Participating in the cross of Christ, meaning the fellowship of his suffering, I can be part of it and I can taste a little bit and believe that it is good for me and it is good for the world. That's the message of the cross. Do I believe? If I believe, I would go through it. I would accept it patiently, as St. Peter said. And I will say with St. Paul, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. There's no way we understand resurrection without going through that cross. No way. The rest of Christianity will be words and talking. But really knowing him, the person who's talking here is St. Paul himself. He's saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. How can I experience resurrection in my life? It has to have this part of death first. It has to have this participation in the cross of Christ. Make no mistake that we do not pay the price of our sins. Because if you want to pay the price of the smallest and the littlest sin that you did in your life, you will spend all your life in torture in order to pay the price of one sin, and you will not be able to pay it. By no means, when we have the fellowship of his suffering and participate in the cross, that we pay the price of our sins. But we taste the cross. We become one with Christ. We accept the Christ, the cross and the message of the cross. Every time you go through tribulation, it is a test of faith to see if you believe in the cross of Christ or not. Because if you believe in the birth of Christ, and if you believe in the resurrection of Christ, and if you believe in the deity of Christ, but if you don't believe in his cross, you cannot be saved. Because salvation was given through his cross. If we believe in it, then we are able to participate in that cross. Understanding that there is a resurrection in the end. That it is for glory, not for the sake of pain. It is for the sake of glory. It is for the sake of resurrection. It is for the sake of new life. The reason why I say that, because I see a lot of good people going through difficult things all the time. And the devil comes and says, maybe there's something wrong with you. There is not a single person who doesn't come and say this, is there anything wrong with me? No. It's when it doesn't make any sense that it is the cross of Christ. When it is the foolishness that is coming from God, it is the deepest wisdom of God. And all what I need to do is just understand, believe that, and patiently walk through it. Patiently walk through it. It is the fellowship of his suffering. Comes in many ways, in many different ways. But it comes usually, as I said, in weakness or foolishness. That's the message of the cross. Can I say during this time that the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom? Can I say during weakness that the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength? When I say that, when I'm able to say that, I will participate, I will have the fellowship of his suffering and the power of his resurrection. The cross is not the destination, but the destination is the resurrection and eternal life. The cross is a way we go through it. So now, when we celebrate the Feast of the Cross, it is because we want to say that if this is happening to you, you are in the right track. You are in the right track. Don't think that there is anything wrong with you. All what you need to do is just look at the crucified one. And he will tell you that I didn't do anything wrong to be crucified. The one thing that I hated in life is sin. The last thing that I wanted to do is sin. But here I am carrying that, that you may be free. It is a road for freedom. It is a road for freedom, not for frustration. But as I said, when we go through it with acceptance, with patience. I will conclude with this verse. I know it's long, but I'm just going to summarize it for you. The most important part of it is the beginning that's in red. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Which mind? What mind was in Jesus Christ? Is the mind of the cross. That him, he humbled himself, became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, the cross was not the end. Therefore, God has also highly exalted him and give him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and of those in earth and of those under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. What does that mean? It means when he accepted the cross, God the Father highly exalted him and gave him the name above every name. Did anyone heard about Jesus in the Old Testament? No. What is the name of salvation in the New Testament? How were people baptized in the New Testament? In the name of Jesus. God gave him every name, the name above all names. Highly exalted him. That we love Jesus. That we call upon his name. And God the Father even said, if you ask anything, ask in his name. Exalted him. Why? Because he accepted the cross. He accepted that. The cross is not the destination, is not the purpose, but it gives purpose to everything we're going through in life. Be confident and walk with understanding that when it doesn't make any sense, then maybe you are in the right track. Not maybe that you are in the right track, but you are in the right track. It's your choice to be part of the cross of Christ or to say, I prefer the wisdom of man. I don't like the wisdom of God. It's so foolish. We don't want to say that, but we want to accept it patiently, and we will experience the resurrection. How to get rid of our ego, how to get rid of the old man, and how to experience the new man. May God give us to experience this in the name of our Lord, God, and Savior Jesus Christ. To him the glory forever and ever. Amen.